Hare Krishna. So many flies here. Don't you have any blower or fan? How the flies bothered you? I have two persons fanning me. Yes, I'm good. It'll be better if we can turn the fan this way. So Navadeep, how to solve this problem? Anyway. Yes. Huh? The bleaching powder. Where is Lakshminath? Anyway, little austerity. So it's very auspicious, it's very wonderful that Lord Jagannath has arrived in Avanti. Actually, Lord Jagannath appeared for the king of Avanti. Originally, the appearance of Lord Jagannath is due to King Indradumna, who was the king of Avanti. This place, Ujjaini, is a recent name. Originally, this place is known as Avanti or Avantipur. There are many mentions of Avanti in the scriptures. In Bhagavatam, we find Avanti to be the place where Sandipani Muni had his ashram. Then the princess of Avanti, Mitravinda, was married to Krishna. She was one of the Krishna's principal wives, principal queens, and her brothers were inimical towards Krishna. Binda and Anubinda, unfortunately, became inimical towards Krishna. And then this place, as I mentioned, is also famous for the city, the kingdom of King Indradumna. This place also was famous as the Avanti Brahmana. Actually, the Tridanda Sannas has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam as the place, as the ideal example of Srimad. Tridanda Sannas was given as the Avanti Brahmana, who actually accepted the process of offering his body, mind and words in the service of Krishna, and in this way, following the examples that have been established by the Mahatmas in the past, he accepted this process of sannyas. These three dandas signify the body, mind and words. sky, man and bark. So there are many such mentions of Avanti. In Skanda Puran, Jagannath's appearance has been elaborately described, how King Indradumna wanted to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But at that time the Lord was not manifest in His deity form. But there was only one deity of the Lord was present on this planet. And He got the information of that deity as Nilamadhav, who were residing in Jagannath Puri, which is also known as Niladri, Sri Kshetra or Sankha Kshetra. So in Niladri, the Blue Mountain, Lord Jagannath was situated. That was long, long time ago. Lord Jagannath was manifest at that time as Nilamadhav. And when King Indradumna got the information where Lord Jagannath was actually, rather Nilamadhav was situated, and he went there, Nilamadhav unmanifested himself. And he assured that he would come, or he would become manifest in another way from a transcendental log that came floating in the ocean. So from that transcendental log, the deity of the Lord was carved, these three deities, Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And actually those deities were installed by Lord Brahma himself. Lord Brahma installed those deities in Jagannath Puri. But those days, or since that time, Jagannath was worshipped only in Jagannath Puri. But by Prabhupada's mercy, Jagannath not only manifested himself and his Ratha Yatra festival in other parts of the world, in other parts of India, but Prabhupada actually took Jagannath to different parts of the world for the first time. And Jagannath's manifestation of in ISKCON also was very wonderful. One day, one of Prabhupada's early disciples, actually one of the first disciples, whom you all know as Malati Mataji, she went to a curio shop in San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada at that time was in San Francisco. Srila Prabhupada set up his first establishment in New York, the first temple, not even temple, just a center in New York, 26 Second Avenue. And then Srila Prabhupada went to San Francisco. Because those days San Francisco was the place for the youth. All the youth, young boys and girls of America were going to San Francisco. In Golden Gate Park, Haight-Ashbury was their main hub of their activities. And right next to the Haight-Ashbury, the Haight Street and Ashbury Street, there are two streets crossing in San Francisco, Srila Prabhupada set up his second temple. And many young boys and girls joined Srila Prabhupada at that time. And Malati actually joined Prabhupada in San Francisco. Three of them, Malati, Jamuna and Janaki, and their boyfriends. Shyamsundar, Mukunda and Guru Das. Or Shyamsundar, Guru Das and Mukunda. And Mukunda Maharaj met Srila Prabhupada in New York, and as you know, from Lilamrita, he helped Prabhupada very wonderfully. When Srila Prabhupada actually didn't have any place in New York, Mukunda, whose name at that time was Michael Grant, got a place for Srila Prabhupada. And this, he is the one who got this storefront in 26th Second Avenue and an apartment at the back of that. So Mukunda and Janaki were boyfriend and girlfriend, and Prabhupada gave them initiation. And after initiation, Prabhupada told them that now you are initiated, you can't just live like boyfriend and girlfriend. So now you have to get married. And they got married. And so then Mukunda and Janaki went to the West Coast to start. And there also Mukunda helped Srila Prabhupada immensely. He is the one who set up that place in the Haight-Ashbury area. And Srila Prabhupada went. And Mukunda had two other very close friends, Shyamsundar and Guru Das. And Shyamsundar, Janaki's sister was Jenny Jamuna, who came to New York during Janaki and Mukunda's initiation. And she, when she went back, they told about their friends about Swamiji. Prabhupada those days was known as Swamiji. And so they arranged for Srila Prabhupada to come. And another girl that were with them, their friend, was Jenny's friend was Melanie. And this Melanie became Malati. So Malati went to a curio shop where they sold some Indian items, and there she found two very curious looking figures, and she brought those two figures, and those figures were, one was white and one was yellow. And when she brought the figures to Srila Prabhupada, she thought that she, for Swamiji, she got a nice gift to offer. Little did she know who those personalities were. But as soon as she showed those figures to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada immediately got out of his seat and offered obeisance. And then Prabhupada asked, was there any other figure there like that? And she said, yes, there was another one that was black. Maybe because that was black, she didn't buy that one. She got the white one and the yellow one. So also it's quite important to note that before Jagannath appears, Balaram comes. Balaram or Shankarshan actually arranges for Krishna's comforts, Krishna's needs are. Like, for example, Shankarshan Balaram appeared in the womb of Mother Devaki before Krishna appeared. Why? Because before Krishna came, he came to make arrangements in the womb of Devaki for Krishna to come. So all the paraphernalia for Krishna's service are actually expansion of Balaram. It is Balaram who makes all the arrangements for Krishna. Just like when Krishna as Mahavishnu, as Garbhadakshay Vishnu wants to lie down on a bed, who becomes the bed? Balaram, Anantashesh. And not only that, Krishna's bed is also an expansion of Balaram. So all these arrangements are made by Balaram. You will notice tomorrow that when you carry the deities, which deity goes first? Balaram. And also another consideration here, why Balaram goes first, is because he is the elder brother. So elder brother is in the front, and then the sister, and then comes the younger brother, the supreme personality of Godhead. So here also we see that how it was Krishna's, Jagannath's divine arrangement to appear in ISKCON. First came Balaram with Subhadra, and then came Jagannath. And those days there was no deity in ISKCON, the second temple, San Francisco. So Prabhupada placed those small deities of Jagannath, Baladeva and Subhadra. And he asked Shamsundar, Malati's husband, to carve the deities. He knew carpentry work. So he asked him if he could carve this same kind of deity, big one. And he did that. Shamsundar carved the deity of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And he was not even initiated at that time when he carved the deity. And I heard, don't tell anybody, that one day Prabhupada came and he found he was smoking cigarette while carving the deity. So Prabhupada told him, no, you can't do that. So this is how Prabhupada established ISKCON. The devotees, and it was so wonderful to see how the Lord appeared in such a wonderful way, through these devotees who did not have any understanding of spiritual life. So this is how Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra appeared. And then Srila Prabhupada arranged the Ratha Yatra festival in San Francisco. What was the first Ratha Yatra like? They got a flatbed truck. Flatbed truck actually. And they decorated, and they made a kind of the back of the truck on the flatbed, they made a kind of a temple. And Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra was taken in the Golden Gate Park. And prior to that, another very wonderful incident took place. So the deities were established in the temple in San Francisco. And one day Srila Prabhupada came and he found that Jagannath was missing. So Prabhupada asked what happened to Jagannath, and he was told that that Jagannath has been taken to Golden Gate Park. The devotees took Jagannath to Golden Gate Park. And Prabhupada was very angry. He said, no, you can't do that. Take Jagannath whimsically like this out of the temple. And then Prabhupada went there and went to Golden Gate Park himself. And there Prabhupada found that all these young boys and girls, they're singing and dancing around Jagannath. So Prabhupada became very pleased to see that. And he said that, okay, let's have a Ratha Yatra. If you want to take out Jagannath, then Jagannath must be taken out in a proper way. And So, actually, these are all very wonderful transcendental activities. Because originally Jagannath was kidnapped. And here also, these young boys and girls in San Francisco kidnapped Jagannath out of the temple and took him to Golden Gate Park. Jagannath was kidnapped, Krishna was kidnapped by the gopis from Kurukshetra. So that is the incidence of Ratha Jatra. So Jagannath in this way manifested himself in the West, in San Francisco. And it's also interesting to note that Jagannath Puri is on the eastern side of the globe, and it's on the bank of an ocean, on the eastern part of the earth. So when he went out of India, then he appeared on the westernmost part of the planet, on the bank of the ocean. So in the eastern part is Jagannath Puri, and on the western part is San Francisco. On the bank of Bay of Bengal, and there it's on the bank of Atlantic. No, Pacific. That is Pacific Ocean. So, in such a wonderful way, Lord Jagannath manifested himself to the Western world. And then Ratha Jatra, as I said, the first Ratha Jatra was just a flatbed truck, but that was made into a chariot. But then it started to improve, and and one very wonderful devotee came, one wonderful person joined. He was an engineer, and he was very, very special devotee. Although he was an engineer, but he preferred to drive taxi. That's what he used to do. He used to drive taxi in San Francisco, Los Angeles. And he offered all the savings he had to Srila Prabhupada when he came to the temple. And because he was an engineer, Prabhupada asked him to build the Ratghat. And those days there were not, ISKCON didn't have so many resources, so to build the Ratghat was difficult because there was not enough qualified manpower. But Jayananda Prabhu started to build the cart, and he didn't have many people to help him, but he had an amazing quality of engaging people. Like it is said that he would be building the Rath cart, and then people would naturally stand around and watch he was doing. So Jayananda would tell some standing by, the boy standing by nearby, he said, look, can you please help me to hold this nail? And so he would make him hold the nail, and he would drive the nail, hammer the nail. Then he would say, hey, why don't you hold it and you try to hammer it yourself? And the boy would do that. And he said, you're doing very well. So why don't you just carry on doing it? And in this way, he would engage people. And in this way, he actually made many, many devotees. He was the president of Los Angeles Temple. Another very beautiful incident. He was such a wonderful devotee. And one day he came, one day he was taking the trash, all the garbage that is kept in a bag, in a can, big garbage can, and he was taking it out wearing the overall, because there were so few devotees at that time that he had to do it himself. And so somebody came, some important person came to see to the temple, and he asked, "Who is the president?" And he said, "He's inside." He didn't tell that he was the president himself. And because he thought probably that he may get a bad impression about a movement to see that the president is carrying the garbage. So Jayananda Prabhu actually left the planet before Prabhupada left, when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada told, when he got the news of his disappearance, that Prabhupada said he went back to Godhead. So Jayananda was the first one to build the Rath Ghat, and it was not just an ordinary Rath Ghat, it was a telescopic Rath Ghat. He is the one who invented that device. You, like everywhere, there are cables. Even in America, sometimes you find some obstacles on the overhead. So, in order to avoid that, Prabhupada wanted a big cart. Prabhupada always wanted everything to be big. Prabhupada used to tell that unless you do something big, then what will people think about my American disciples? Because in America, they do everything big. So now that you have become devotees, so you have to also do things big for Krishna. And so Jayananda wanted to build a big Rath Ghat, but he was faced with this hurdle or difficulty to build a Rath Ghat big enough, but yet take it through the obstacles on the streets. So he developed a device of telescopic, like it was one pipe inside another pipe and another pipe inside. And he made the arrangement that it was tied with a steel cable, and he would crank it with a gear and wheel, and by cranking it, it would be taken up. Like yesterday I was noticing that this is also telescopic, our rock that we got from Bombay, but it is a pneumatic, it's more very advanced technology. There is air pressure, and with the air pressure the thing goes up due to the pneumatic pressure. The shaft goes up and goes down. When the pressure is released, then it goes down. But the device that Jayananda made, it was with just by cranking, and it was a very difficult job in a way, and sometimes it got stuck also. So this is how the early days things were in the movement. So Jayananda built the Rath Ghat, and then the Ratha Yatra became a major feature of ISKCON. An interesting thing to note that before Radha, Landanishwar was the first Radha Krishna deity to appear in ISKCON. That also was another very wonderful incident. But before Radha Krishna appeared, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra appeared in ISKCON and started to be worshipped. So in this way we can see that Jagannath has a very special plan by appearing through Ratha Yatra festival. Jagannath is giving his mercy. Now in America, during the summer, from spring through summer and part of autumn, we have Ratha Yatra festival in all major cities of America. Every week there is a Ratha Yatra festival. It is Jagannath's traveling festival. One of our god brothers in America, he took it upon himself that he takes, he has a big trailer, and in the trailer, two trailers he has, the big ones are, I think, 40 feet long trailers. Two 40 feet trailers, and he carries the cart and the paraphernalia in those trailers. And every week, every weekend, in some city, there is a festival. This weekend, I think the festival is in Detroit. Yeah. So in this way, Jagannath's Chariot Festival is going on in America. They call it the Festival of India. And every weekend in summer, there is a festival. And he travels from one city to another city, making the arrangements for Jagannath's Ratha Yatra. And thousands of people come. And we have the festivals in the biggest places, like in San Francisco, it was in the Golden Gate Park. And the festival, when it started in the early days in San Francisco, the mayor of the city announced the Ratha Yatra day to be the holiday of San Francisco. He announced it to be the holiday. Even in India, they don't give holiday in Jagannath's Chariot Festival. But in San Francisco, they have a holiday. In New York, the most important street in New York is the Fifth Avenue. Probably half of the world's wealth is on that street, managed by that street. All the big the multinational companies are there, and they all skydivers, 70, 80, 90 story buildings. And they all are actually big business establishments. And all the big shops, like one of the big shops in America is called Shaq's. And the shop is known as Shaq's Fifth Avenue, because the shop is on the Fifth Avenue. So that is how big that street is. And our Jagannath Ratha Yatra goes from one end of this Fifth Avenue to the other end. From Central Park to Washington Square Park. So this is how popular Ratha Yatra festival has become in the West. And now Jagannath has come to Avantipur. The place for the king of the Avanti, Lord Jagannath, appears in this planet. And now he has come to his kingdom. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it very significant? And this also, I must admit, happened quite accidentally or quite inconceivably. As you know, when I decided to install the deities here, I thought, because it's Krishna Balaram's place, our main worshipable deity is Radha Krishna. And then we also have Gaur Nithai, because Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the way to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is with Nityananda Prabhu. There are two ways. One is the Vidhi Marg and the other is Rag Marg. Yesterday, in relation to Gadadhar Pandit's appearance, a disappearance day, I mentioned that the worship of Gaur Gadadhar. The way of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is along with Gadadhar Pandit. And I also quoted one verse from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Smaro Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam, Bhava Gaura Gadadhara Paksha Charam, Shinu Gaura Gadadhara Charu Katham, Bhaja Godru Makanana Kunja Bithum. He is advising to worship Gaur Gadadhara. But this Gaur Gadadhara worship is in Rag Marg. But in Vidhi Marg, it is Gaur Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. So that's why we decided to establish the deities of Gaur Nityananda, Gaur Nitai, Radha Madan Mohan with Lalita Vishakha. And since it is the birthplace, is a place of education, Krishna and Balaram, therefore we decided to establish Krishna Balaram deities. I didn't think of establishing Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. But when we decided to have this kitchen, midday meal kitchen, and we thought that in the kitchen we must have a temple, because the prasadam will be cooked and they have to be offered. Now it's not possible to take all the prasad to the temple, our temple in Bharatpuri, Radha Madan Mohan temple, to offer. So we thought of having a temple here. And who is the natural choice? In a place like this, where from such massive prasad distribution will go on, natural choice was Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So this is how Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra appeared here. And their appearance here is so befitting, because Jagannath loves to eat and Jagannath loves to distribute his prasad. One of the conditions he made with King Indradumna in order to appear is that his hands will never become dry. Meaning, when he eats, when he washes his hands, before his hand dries, there should be another offering to him. That was Jagannath's condition with King Prataprudra. His hands will never dry. So that means he has to be offered every so many minutes. And then what to do with that prasad? He loves to eat. When he loves to eat so much, he naturally loves to feed also others. So that is what Jagannath's special mercy is like. So Jagannath has appeared here to distribute his mercy in the form of his prasad. And we are starting off with 21,000 plates of prasad. But already the requests are coming. Another request is coming to distribute 10,000 plates of prasad every day. And that's only in Ujjain. And very soon the neighboring districts also will want us to take over their distribution program of midday meal. Our midday meal program has become so famous that when I went to see the chief minister two days before yesterday, I was inviting him to come and to our midday meal kitchen, and he said that he already heard that about our midday meal program, and he was telling that he heard that it's be going on. The quality of our prasad and the quality of our kitchen has been very, very good, very exemplary. The the new collector has come to Ujjain, or has been appointed for Ujjain. And day before yesterday night, he came to see us, and in course of our discussion, he mentioned that he heard so many nice things about our midday meal kitchen. The other day, Vivek was telling me, is Vivek here? No, okay. So Vivek was telling me that everybody, all the schools that are getting the prasad, they are so happy there because the quality of prasad is so nice. Initially we had some problems, like the chapatis were not in this machine. This machine actually makes 10,000 chapatis per hour. So initially the chapati was not becoming fulka. It was not fulka, it was chipta. But now it's becoming fulka. And when they were a little discouraged that the chapatis were not swelling up. But when they were told that it's the initial problems we are having at the machine, and then in 2 days, by Lakshminath's expert endeavors and his earnest prayer, the fulkas, the chapatis now started becoming fulkas. And he was telling me that not a single one was getting burnt. And so this program is becoming very, very popular. And everywhere we have seen, our midday meal program expands. Like about a year and a half ago, in Bombay, the program we started with 20,000 plates of prasad. But now it's about 250,000 plates per day they're doing from two different or three different midday meal kitchens. In Delhi, it is 150,000 already. So I'm sure in Ujjain also the program will become more popular. And it's good that the quality of prasad is very, very nice. And it's natural that the quality will be nice, because who is behind this preparation and setting the standard and menu is the best cook in ISKCON, Malini Devi Dasi. Malini is famous all over ISKCON as the best cook. All the leaders of ISKCON, when they come to Mayapur for prasad, Mayapur for GBC meeting, most of them actually stop in Calcutta. And when they stop in Calcutta, where do they stay? They stay at Chaitanya Das's house. Why? Because they love Malini's prasad. And there are so many very wonderful incidences. One incident I remember, like once there were about 35 devotees from London, and they had to catch a flight. But before the flight, they also stayed in their house, and before the flight, they naturally had prasad, and I was also there. So Malini made 30 preps, prasad for them, 30 different preparations. And they took so much time to eat the prasad, and after the prasad, they did not have any ability to get up and move. And as a result of that, all of them missed their flight. And So actually I told Malini to set the standard for cooking. Lakshminath, make sure that that standard is maintained. And because the cooks may change, so they, you have to make the, you write it down, the quantity and how to do that. So the recipe should be, that become standard. So we, our objective is to present everything as representatives of Krishna. And who is Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we represent Krishna, we must be very, very concerned about the proper representation. The standard must be first class. That was Prabhupada's instruction. Whatever we do in ISKCON must be first class. Whatever we do must be first class. No compromise. Because we are representing Krishna. And then only people will have faith in Krishna. They will become attracted to Krishna consciousness. So we should be very careful, very concerned, very careful that we, whatever we do must be first class. One time Prabhupada he sometimes used to get upset, and he told that, "I want first class, but I am getting third, fourth and fifth class." But then he said, "Doesn't matter. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. Therefore, no matter which class they're coming from, they'll become first class if they follow the process. So it doesn't matter from which background, from where we are coming from. We may be 10th class even. But if we follow the process, we'll become first class." And that's, Prabhupada had shown that. Prabhupada, in the early days, it was the enthusiastic young people, young boys and girls joined. And they were quite reckless sometimes, especially in the West. Nowadays in India also we see that youth are quite reckless. Should I call it reckless or adventurous? Adventurous. They're adventurous. And they want to do things, but they may not be able to do things in a very polished way, very systematic and high-class way. But we must remember that since we are doing everything for Krishna, we must do it in the best possible way. And then only we will make spiritual advancement. So we are very happy that Lord Jagannath came. And he came on a very auspicious day, on the day of Snan Jatra. And now, 2 weeks or 15 days after Snan Jatra, Jagannath is now going to have his Ratha Jatra. So this Ratha Jatra feature of Lord Jagannath will become a regular feature, the annual feature of Avanti, Ujjain. And he decided to come in a very big way. Like, I did not actually want to make the deities so big, because when the deities are very big, it becomes difficult to carry him to the Rath Ghat. I've seen even we struggle to put the much smaller deities onto Rath Ghat. But what to do? I told some devotees to carve the deities in Jagannath Puri. I gave the height, the size. I said 3.5 feet because our deities here, Krishna, Balaram and Gaur Nithai are 3.5 feet. And they don't look so big, no? Like only three and a half feet. But Jagannath maintained that 3.5 feet, but I didn't tell him what is the size. This way. And the murti maker, he took the liberty of expanding him on this side, this way. But later on I was told that that's the proportion actually. It's nothing unusual. Like when the deities are of certain height, the measurement on this side also has to be certain height. Like if the deities is 3.5 feet, this way also he has to be 3.5 feet. And these deities are carved from a very special tree. The wood from a very special tree. And it has been, the deities have been carved in a very, in a traditional way. Like, you see, our bodies have 7 layers of elements. Like skin, fat, flesh, bone marrow, asthi, majja, med, mangsha, etc. There are 7 elements in the body. So Jagannath deity also has been wrapped with 7 layers of cloth to indicate the 7 elements in the body of Lord Jagannath. So, or you can say the universe has got 7 layers. So Jagannath also has 7 layers in the form of cloth. This Jagannath deity is not carved out of just wood and painted. These deities have layers and layers of cloth. And that's, we have some little problem also at that time for that. Because when he is bathed, the cloth gets soaked. So, anyway, we are very happy that Lord Jagannath has appeared. And let us take care of him, try to serve him in the best possible way, and let us wait for his causeless mercy to be bestowed upon us. Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Gaur Premanande. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschattamishta. Hare Krishna.